Welcome to the Insolvency and Law Podcast, providing specialist insolvency and debt-related advice for business owners and individuals. For more information on debt recovery, business restructuring, and personal and corporate insolvency, visit our website, www.insolvencyandlaw.co.uk, or call us now on 020 7504 1300.
Hello and welcome to the Insolvency and Law podcast. Insolvency and Law is an award-winning consultancy firm specialising in insolvency, debt purchasing and business rescue. Thank you for joining us. In today's episode, I will be joined by Insolvency and Law's investigative analyst, Jill Clough. Today, we will be introducing our two new services within the unregulated investment market. So Jill, let's jump in with discussing the launch of these two really exciting new services, actually. They're essentially unregulated investment review services. So we've got the post-investment review service and the pre-investment due diligence report. So could you first talk us through the post-investment review service?
Sure. So the post-investment review service is for investors who have taken out an unregulated investment and who now have concerns about their investment. So, for example, their interest payments might be late, or they've gone past the redemption date and they've not had their investment monies returned, or perhaps they're hearing negative things about the company they've invested in and they're worried about the viability of the company.
And what kind of red flags would people have had to see to approach you for this service?
So they might be doing a search on Companies House and see that company accounts are late. Perhaps they've not heard from the company for a while. Perhaps they've heard about some negative reviews, or perhaps they, like I said, they were late on their interest payments, or their redemption payments not have been returned. Anything that's making them have cause for concern for the safety of their investment, if you like, and the viability of the company they have invested in.
And so why would they seek an external person to do a review? What are the benefits of getting Insolvency and Law to do a post-investment review?
Yeah, so we have access to several subscription services that will provide us information on the credit status of a company, background checks on directors, the status of the group of companies. And basically, it's not very cost effective for an individual investor to take out a whole heap of subscriptions for one investment. So we take that away. That is what the investor will be investing in, if you like, with us. It's access to all this information that we can put together and compile a report.
And obviously, because Insolvency and Law have dealt with unregulated investments gone wrong for many years, do you think obviously there's also that added layer of expertise to know what to look out for, to know how to then proceed after doing the review? Because once people get their review back, they might want to act on that, and Insolvency and Law can also offer that. So do you think it's just the whole package of having people with the expertise?
Yes, exactly. We're adding another layer to our service, if you like. So, for example, the company might be in administration, so we can advise on that. Or it may be that the investor has gone past the redemption date for their money back and they've not had their investment back, so we can then provide a deed of assignment to go and recover the funds for them. So it's another layer of service.
There will be an example review to download on the website, but could you just explain to us what kinds of things could they expect to see on this type of report?
Okay, so we will be providing information on the company itself, as in the credit status of the company, whether the accounts are up to date, whether it's balance sheet solvent, if there are any CCJs, all those things that could be red flags, things to really worry about. Then we will look at the group company credit assessment and see how the group's doing overall, if there is a group. We'll look at the director and see how many directorships they have, how those companies are doing. We'll look at this. If there's a security trustee, we will look at them and assess them as well. Then we will report on significant findings. We'll look at reviews. We'll look at news subscription databases. We'll look at see if there's any court judgments about the company, just to get a real flavour and background about the director and the company. And then we'll provide some follow-up actions.
Yeah, I think flavour about director is an important one, because as we've known from the past, there is deep level digging that can be done to find information about directors and their history on companies that appear to be perhaps regulated by the FCA. So look, there's different layers to it. Obviously, we are talking about unregulated investments, but a lot of the time, unregulated investments have got a trustee that's regulated, for example. So doing this deep level digging, having someone do it for you, can find those little gems of information that,
yeah, you know. That's right, Sarah. I mean, and sometimes it does take a lot of deep level digging, as you say. You need to go back a long way. You need to put connections together, look at other companies, not just the company that the investment's taken out with, look at co-directorships, that sort of thing. So it's a proper investigative service.
I mean, it's time consuming as well, which is why, you know, we've got you as a specific person doing this role. You know, it's time consuming. So.
It is time consuming, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to the pre-investment service, which is the pre-investment due diligence report. Now, we always talk about due diligence here at Insolvency and Law. We've done many a blog post on it. We've done many a podcast on it. We always emphasize how key it is to do your due diligence before making an investment. And we don't mean just have a look and see if the company's active on Companies House and if they're registered in the UK. That's not what we're referring to. We really mean do your due diligence. But sometimes, and I completely get this, I've been there myself with things, you don't necessarily know what that entails.
Yeah.
So is it really about really going into the nitty gritty, same as the post-investment review service?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very similar report, actually. But this is for people that are thinking of taking out an unregulated investment and just want to, as you say, do some digging, but aren't quite sure where to look. So the report itself will be pretty similar. Again, we'll be looking at the company that the investor wants to take out the investment with, assessing the credit status, checking for CCJs, what's the credit risk? Are there any issues there? Is it balance sheet solvent or insolvent? Is there any news on, has it had winding up orders, or is it performing viably? Then we'll look at the group, whether if the company's part of a group. Again, we'll look at the directors, their co-directorships, how their other companies are performing. The same applies for the security trustee. And then we'll report on any significant findings. Again, we'll look at reviews online. Sometimes with these companies, you come across Facebook groups which are dedicated just to an investment that's gone horribly wrong. And that can be really informative and helpful to these sorts of reports. So then we'll summarise all the information that we've got. So basically, it's a very much a factual report.
And again, using all the resources and the expertise that is accessible to you and the company.
Yes. On the website, there's going to be an example. We are not legal advisors or financial advisors, and we're not trying to replace those. But what we're trying to do is provide people with a factual report that will help them make a decision on whether or not to go ahead with an investment.
There will be examples of both of these services. There will be example documents for you to download to see exactly what will be included.
That's correct. Yes, there will. Yeah, so there'll be sample documents online. And then I think we're going to have boxes to fill out for people who are interested in taking out this service. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, there will be a form for you to just fill some basic information, your name, how much was your investment, who did you take it out with, just so that Jill will be able to have a bit of information before getting back to you on your inquiry. So if you do have any questions, feel free to email Jill on Jill, GILL.CLOW, CLOW at insolvencyandlaw.co.uk. And I'm sure she will get back to you and clear up anything that you need.
Yeah, so I think just to sum up, we're just hoping to provide an extra layer of support for those who have taken out investments and have concerns, and a bit of a safety net for those who haven't yet taken out investments and just want some reassuring factual information to help them with their decisions.
Well, any small detail can put someone off making the investment.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, and sometimes those small details aren't readily available easily available as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Because you know the stakes are pretty high. So
absolutely, people are looking to invest their entire pensions or life savings. So you know, do your due diligence, and we can now help with that with our new service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jill, for going through all of that with us. And as I said before, if you want any further information on either of these new services, please feel free to email Jill or alternatively phone us on 0207 504 1300 and somebody will clear up any info that you need to know.
Thank you for listening to the Insolvency and Law podcast. If you require additional guidance on any of the topics we covered today, visit the Resource Centre at our website, www.insolvencyandlaw.co.uk, or call us now on 020 7504 1300.